United Nations inspectors are now interviewing Iraqi scientists, asking about evidence that Iraq has a nuclear weapons program. That word today from a spokesman for the International Atomic Energy Agency, who would not reveal how many interviews have taken place or with whom. Access to the Iraqi scientists is regarded as critical in the inspections process. Although Iraq is cooperating with inspectors to some degree, tensions remain high. Today, an Iraqi warplane shot down an unmanned U.S. surveillance drone in southern Iraq. Meanwhile, the Pentagon continues what it calls a deliberate and steady force buildup near Iraq's borders. NPR's Eric Westervelt is traveling in the Gulf region and joins us now. Eric, first, describe the buildup, please, for us and the war exercises that U.S. forces have just completed in Kuwait.
Yeah, Robert, the exercises that just ended Sunday involved parts of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division, and they were clearly aimed at prepping troops for what they might face if they attack Iraq. There was a day-long mock incursion on what was meant to simulate the Iraqi border. There was a coordinated exercise attack on hostile forces that were holding a key river. The U.S. troops in this exercise had to seize the bridge and cross it. And one commander said bluntly, you know, there are two big rivers up north that we might have to cross. This is to prepare our troops for that. So these maneuvers allow soldiers to practice out in the desert, something they don't get a lot of chance to do, but they also bolster the U.S. Psychological operations against Iraq, that kind of reinforcing the message to Saddam Hussein that there's this massive military power ready to unleash itself if he doesn't abide by the U.N. resolution to disarm.
The U.S. also has a new command center in Qatar, a center that would serve as headquarters if there is a war in the region. So it looks like U.S. forces are putting just about all the pieces together for an attack.
I think that's right. There's a huge naval presence with the 5th Fleet in Bahrain, several carrier battle groups in the area. There are fighter jets, bombers, attack helicopters that are ready at several air bases throughout the Persian Gulf. And the recently ended 10-day command exercise, as you mentioned, in Qatar, tested Central Command, which would run any war against Iraq, their ability to set up and deploy a mobile communication center. Today, it's important to point out most of the staff from that exercise have gone back to Florida, Central Command's home base for the holidays. But the physical structure of that high-tech war center, Robert, is still up and manned by a skeletal crew, and it could be up and operational very quickly if needed.
And when you've talked to U.S. troops in the region, do you detect any doubts in their minds as to whether or not they'll be asked to fight a war against Iraq?
No, I just spent about a week with soldiers out in the field, and many of the soldiers believe it's not a matter of if, but when. They say it's not based on any secret intelligence or operational information they have, but just reading the papers and the news and given what's happening to them out there with these exercises, they say that they feel they're clearly preparing for war and to head north, as the soldiers say, in coming months.
Now, the incident with the drone that was shot down today, was it at all surprising to U.S. officials there that the Iraqis could do that, could shoot down a drone with an Iraqi warplane?
I think it was somewhat. The Pentagon called it a lucky shot because Iraq's air force is severely diminished. They've had trouble getting spare parts. Their pilots don't get a lot of training. It's not seen as a formidable air force. But the Iraq's air defense system systems remain relatively strong. So it was somewhat surprising that an Iraqi fighter jet was able to get into the southern no-fly zone and take out a U.S. Predator.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt, who is talking to us from Entebbe, Uganda. He's on his way to Djibouti.